This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have an interview for you now with a Melbourne band. Not all of a Melbourne band, a member of a Melbourne band. Kia ora, Travis. Do you want to introduce yourself and talk to everyone about Big League?
G'day, Radioland. My name's Travis. I'm in the Melbourne indie rock band Big League. We been around for about 10 years. We've released albums and EPs and toured America, and we're coming back to Dunedin for the second time to release our new EP.
Cool, very exciting. And you're playing at The Crown here in Dunedin, yes?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah, which is where we played last time. It's a great venue. If you know, you know.
Yeah, what did you think about The Crown coming from from Melbourne, a bigger city? It's a pretty historic venue.
Yeah, and we've got Kiwi friends at home too from Dunedin, and they got us onto The Crown the first time, and Jones, the guy who runs the venues, a local legend. We'd already heard all about Night Lunch, which is the spread he puts on for the bands after they play. And I've got a lot of time for a venue owner who sits drunk punters down with a water to let them chill out instead of just kicking them out into the street to get run over. So, it was just cool. Like, last time we played with the Beatniks and Uno Juno, just a great sample of the great bands that Dunedin continues to put out. And it's clearly the nucleus of the scene here, or at least close to. So, yeah, we're stoked to be back there.
Yeah, you did. Great openers, great Dunedin bands to have opening for you. And you've got more great Dunedin bands this time. You've got Bunchies, Big Score and Monkey Do. How do you keep your finger on the pulse of those good new Otapoti bands to have opening for you?
Well, asking around, basically. Actually, one of the members of the Beatniks hooked us up with, gave me his type five of potential openers this time around. Last time, it was the first time we didn't have openers when we announced the tour and started promoting it and just let bands come to us. And, like, I'll give anyone a go who can get a few people to the show, and if the music's cool, that's great. So, yeah, I think last time we were meant to have Allophones also on the lineup, but they broke up just as we were about to come down. So, yeah, I don't know, like, just lucky, I think the answer is.
Yeah, you have been lucky, and they are great. And you're touring this time with your new album, Wind and Swagger. Am I saying that right?
You're saying that right. Yeah, it's sort of like it's a made-up word based on wind and swagger, which is a way of describing someone who's all front and no substance, I suppose. that's like, there's a lot of pressure on, especially if you have an Instagram account or something like that, to make it look like you're having a good time no matter how bad things are going, and it's sort of a bit of a nod to that.
I like the made up. I think it's great to just name an album your own made up word. You guys, Big League, you're prolific. You have a lot of albums out. How does Wind and Swagger sit in sort of the evolution of Big League's music?
Oh, sure. Well, I guess we have our very close influences, but this, the last album, Heathen Sound, and now Wind and Swagger, sort of us sort of like locking into what we like about ourselves and embellishing on that rather than like regularly borrowing from your influences. It's probably the most just poppy driving thing we've put out, and it's an EP actually, and it's just like four songs of power. It's only four tracks because it's designed to make you want more after it's finished playing. Where in the past I would, there would definitely be songs that are just album tracks, and you know, that are just, you know, treats for people who play the full record. But this is, yeah, this is just a collection of singles that punches hard. Yeah, and I couldn't be happier with it, to be honest.
And you've got a new guitarist on this EP. What did is it Jonathan?
Yeah, Jon.
What did Jon bring to the record? How did that change the sound for you guys?
I think he's more suitable to the sound that we've been pushing for a while now. I think he was just a breath of fresh air in someone who doesn't necessarily have a locked in style himself. He sort of was just able to like embellish on what we're already doing, and he has a lot of great ideas of other things, just weird things like just play acoustic along to it, and then you just have the ring of the strings in the background of the song, and that now it sounds like a Cure song, and that and stuff like little cheats like that. He has heaps of ideas, and not all of them are good, but a lot of them are. It's cheating a little bit, but like getting someone in new, if it's gelling, it definitely is a way to cheat and get some new ideas that aren't my own, basically. Yeah.
And you are in this band with your partner as well. I wonder, when we're talking about those ideas coming in and you're creating these songs and writing these lyrics, how do all those different perspectives come together to make it? Do you guys ever clash when you're writing on emotional topics or something from different perspectives?
I've never written a breakup song. That's a pretty solid answer, though.
So then is it you driving the songwriting then?
I am the main lyricist, and if anything, I've written less in more recently. I will always write the words, and I'll write the chords and the sort of the structure of the song. But there have been albums where I've recorded most of everything. So now it's sort of it's become far more collaborative, and I'm happy to let it go, to let other people come up with the ideas. I've always been the lyricist. But back to that. There's certain topics that I've immediately avoided because I share the band with my wife. But, interesting. No one's ever asked me that. That's funny.
Sorry, I just always think whenever you get, like, a married duo in a band, it's always an interesting thing. There's always interesting band dynamics, and then when you chuck a marriage in there, it's crazy. Well, it could be. Yeah. Not for you guys. For you guys, it's quite lovely. But...
I mean, we fight and have moments like every other couple, but I don't know, maybe because I started writing songs when we got together, and I consider love songs, they can be quite vulnerable, and so maybe like I never felt that that confidence to do that anyway, and then so yeah, but now I've just got plenty of other things to write about, so just leave it.
We're waiting in your next long list of releases. There's going to be a little love album in there.
If the relationship goes sideways, there's a cache of breakup songs in the wings ready to swing in.
When we talk about sort of having, as you are, you're a very talented musician, and you're making music all the time. And this EP sort of being a taster for things to come. What are the things to come?
Well, I mean, I sort of take them as individual projects. Like the EP, I wouldn't call it a taste. I think we started making a record, and then when it felt done, we stopped. And so that's always been the way it's gone. But it just sort of, because of the punchiness of all the songs, I was sort of like, I don't have anything that I sort of want to build around it, and so let's just have it as it is. So, I mean, I will just start making another album and seeing what happens again. But I guess as far as building something, I think I'm just getting better at trusting the band and what we do. And, we definitely, I don't know if I was trying to push out us creatively this time, it's just being really good at the thing that we already do. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, that's my answer.
And a good answer it was.
Thank you.
And we talk about trusting a band and you're creating this band in Melbourne, Swedes.
Yes.
How do you find existing within the sort of the Melbourne indie sort of rock scene? And how do you, we talk about the Crown and the venues we have here in Dunedin. Are there places in Melbourne like that that are sort of sources of inspiration or places of legend for you?
Yeah, I mean, there certainly is. And I don't know. I don't think we're the centre of any a clique or anything like that in Melbourne. But we definitely have our venues that will always give us a show no matter what, and the circle of bands that we like to play with. I don't know what it's like in Dunedin, but there always seems to be a spot where you can get a show, and you know, plenty of people who want to come and see it. So, I don't know how many, there must be, I can probably think of 20 venues that you can book on it because the joint's massive.
See, that's more than we even have in Dunedin, I think.
It's, I mean, you could really like play on one side of town on Friday and play on the other side on Saturday and not, you know, create too much tension about, you know, splitting audiences or things like that. So I don't know. It's always been very good to us, but we get played a bit on the radio and stuff like that, but We're giving it a go.
You are giving it a go. And you've had quite a bit of commercial success, and I'm sure you've got some good bands behind you in Dunedin. You've had a lot of support. You've played down here before. You've talked on Radio 1 before. I want to talk specifically about some of the songs on Wind and Swagger. Obviously, you've talked a lot about the punchiness, the guitar sound. That is what, when you listen to the album, at least for me, when I listened to the album, that was definitely my takeaway. How did you build that sound? There's a lovely balance there. It's never too much. How did you find that?
Well, yeah, I think I've always thought that the things that hold the band together are the crunchiness of the guitar sound that I create, and then I know we don't do it on every song, but the fact that we sort of lean towards Marie and myself harmonizing, I feel like that kind of always softens it out. The other thing is like surrounding ourselves with the right people to work on the record. Like we've got an engineer who, he is sort of the one who's keeps it so it's punchy and, but it's not just a wall of sound. But I definitely have in the past had to have the conversation with engineers where we've recorded things that could have been just like flat out psych rock. And I've sort of had to say, look, that's not really what I'm going for. Like I want it to be like crunchy pop. And, so I don't know. I guess it comes down to that's the sort of thing I like to listen to.
Yeah, but, I was going to ask what drew you in that direction. It's what you enjoy listening. What are some of the people you're liking listening to in that genre, some of the inspiration that you took from?
Well, I mean, I'll always say that we like Pavement and Guided by Voices. Teenage Fan Club. Like those groups of the 90s that are sort of like, I really like to pursue a song that can almost be a radio-friendly hit, but like there's little things that make it a bit more interesting, but at the same time possibly a little less listenable, and that's sort of what I go for, and I think that's in the spirit of those bands. But like lately, I liked MJ Lindemann's last album, and I accidentally caught This Is Lorelei at a festival. These are all newer bands that are sort of taking that same spirit forward, and there seems to be like quite a bit of buzz around that style of music again. So that sort of goes back to when I said I just wanted to be good at what we were already doing rather than change, because it feels in the air at the moment.
I get that. I very much get that. Great.
Some great
bands there. Some things that are played a lot here at Radio 1. So I think hearing those is good for maybe people who haven't heard you before to give it a go and come out to the crowd.
Sharp Pins, have you heard of them?
No, I haven't. Do you have a song we can play? We can do a bit of a mixtape. We can play one of their songs later.
Jeez, I'd have to get the Spotify out. I don't know if that's
That's okay, Travis. We appreciate you coming in and talking with us anyway. What would you like to... When are you playing at the Crown and who are you playing with? When can people see you and where can they find you?
Okay, so we fly over to you lovely people this week and this Saturday. Are we live to air right now?
Yes, we are indeed.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, in a couple of days on Saturday, we're playing at the Crown. We're playing with Bunchy's Big Score and Monkey Do. The whole thing kicks off, I think, at 8, and you really should get a ticket because there's only like 12 tickets left or something like that. So, hope you can make it down. Dunedin's always been good to us, and we're stoked to keep that rolling.
Yeah.
Pay it back in dividends.
Hey, Travis, thank you so much. I'm going to play you out now with a little bit of your own song. This is Neverland Phil off Wind and Swagger, the new album from Big League. You can listen to it on all the places that you listen to things. Here you are. Here's Big League with Neverland Phil on Radio 1.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.